Hi, this is Malayan Verveer.
And this is Kim Azzarelli.
We are co-authors of the book, Fast Forward, How Women Can Achieve Power and Purpose.
And you're listening to Seneca Women, Conversations on Power and Purpose, brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Mark Pritchard is an advertising legend, and as chief brand officer for P&G, he leads an organization that has the power to reach 5 billion people daily. Mark is truly using that power for purpose to reshape the narrative around women and girls, helping to eliminate bias and promote equality. I sat down with Mark at Seneca's Forum at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Listen to our conversation and learn about the revelation that changed his thinking, why he stood his ground after releasing a seemingly controversial ad, and how each of us can be a force for good in the world. And stick around after the conversation to hear our top takeaways. So this is Mark Pritchard, as I mentioned, Chief Brand Officer of P&G, truly a legend in advertising and media, and a truly fierce champion for women. I think all of us here today understand that P&G is one of the largest advertisers in the world, with some of the most powerful brands in the world. And with that enormous power comes enormous responsibility. So welcome, Mark.
Glad to be here.
So we'll talk about Gillette in a minute, but I wanted to start with this enormous reach and responsibility that you do have and what you're doing with that. Now, you often talk about business being a force for good and a force for growth.
Right.
And a couple weeks ago, the Business Roundtable came out and said that companies need to think about their social impact as well as profits. That was a pretty big shift for the Business Roundtable. So what does that mean in terms of the advertising business?
Well, since we're part of business, we believe that advertising is such a major force, because what it does is it reaches so many people. I mean, our brands reach 5 billion people on the planet every day with our advertising, multiple times a day. And advertising affects perceptions. It affects perceptions from an influence standpoint. It communicates information. But most importantly, what it does is it actually creates images and portrayals that embed memories into your mind that form bias. And so if those messages or images are inaccurate, then that bias is going to be inaccurate.
Right.
So we believe that it's very important that we need to have the accurate portrayal of all people, but particularly of women and girls in advertising, to ensure that we can eliminate bias and promote equality. We also periodically take a stand, and advertising should take a stand, and business should take a stand, because we do, we are a force for good and a force for growth. And what's fascinating about the Business Roundtable is that many, many years ago, corporations were focused on the community and the world in which they live. That we went through this period where it became almost solely about profit and shareholder.
Right.
And now it's just really returning to what business can do is do both.
I mean, it's very exciting. I mean, you know, we wrote this book about how we can fast forward, and the real thesis is how we can each use our power for purpose. And it seemed like in the business world for a long time, power was during the week and purpose was on the weekends, you know,
yeah.
and the two should not mix, and, you know, shareholder value, and I'm a corporate lawyer, so you can see I can go there for a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of bolted on.
Yeah.
That's the way we thought about it. It was bolted on versus built in. We've
exactly.
Now figured that what we need to do is we need to build in purpose, build in being a force for good on the areas of gender equality, racial equality, citizenship, and other aspects of sustainability. Then it becomes part of your business. And when you do that well, it actually is good and it drives growth. And the reason why that's so important is because it's more sustainable when it drives growth.
Yeah.
If you're just a force for good, you could be a philanthropy. If you're just a force for growth, you're a mercenary. You do both, you have a sustainable model that can make the world a better place.
Now, I could spend, by the way, a lot of time talking to Mark about this, and I think you would all be fascinated for a long time. But I have to ask this one first question about your background and sort of how you personally came to this idea of using your power for purpose. Because I can't really overstate the influence that this man has had in the last several years on gender equality. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But how did you come to this yourself?
Well, you know, I kind of grew up in a bit of an activist community. My dad was very active in the Chicano community in Colorado. And so by nature, I think I had a little bit of it in me. But it really didn't hit me in terms of actually doing something about it until a little over 20 years ago. I was at a spiritual ranch with my wife, Betsy, and our three young daughters, who were all under the age of 10 at the time. I happened to be running the cover girl business. At the end of that week, the person who led that, the spiritual leader, came up and said, listen, I hope you understand the good you can do, because business will someday be the greatest force for good in the future. So it's not going to be clergy. It's not going to be religion. It's not going to be government. It's going to be business. It's going to be the greatest force for good. If you choose to do so, you can do a lot of good. And that was the proverbial blinding moment of clarity, because we had just created the Easy Breezy Beautiful CoverGirl ad, but or campaign. And unfortunately, it didn't really accurately reflect women. It was somewhat stereotypical. It was somewhat objectifying. It was too young, the spokespeople too young, too thin, and too white. And I looked at my young daughters, and I thought, I can't live with this being what they view as the standard of beauty. And I realized our advertising affects perceptions of beauty. So I went back, worked with the team, and we changed. We said, we got to change this. We did much better. We actually brought in Queen Latifah as probably our best cover girl ever. We then added Brandy, over time, Janelle Monáe, Sofia Vergara, Ellen DeGeneres. We just expanded, and it became a great expression of what real beauty means, which is it's who I am. And that was a big one. A few years later, Queen Latifah came back to me. We happened to be a Women of the World panel. Mm-hmm. And we did a panel together, and she said, you know, we got to do something good together again. And we did. Now we've done the Queen Collective, which is we give multicultural women, so largely Black and Hispanic women, the opportunity to direct films that will get them behind the camera, because the number of women that are directing films are like 4%.
Yes.
Those who are Black or brown are even less of a percent, and we're giving them opportunities to produce films.
I mean, again, there's not enough time to go through all the campaigns, but can I name a few?
Yeah.
Like a Girl,
yeah,
campaign, mm-hmm, We See Equal campaign, Fighting Racism with the Talk. These are just recent campaigns, by the way. We just heard about the Fight for Equal Pay that Secret is kind,
yep,
of launching.
Very proud of that.
But let's talk about Gillette, because
sure,
this was a pretty polarizing, shall I say, ad. What was the reaction, and what did you expect from it?
Well, the fascinating thing about this is that the actual consumer sentiment was not very polarizing. The actual consumer sentiment is that it was a very positive ad. And most of the people who saw that found that the ad was a good message. Because if you look at the ad, it shows bad behavior and it shows good behavior. And it shows role modeling positive behavior. And that's a pretty good message, to be the best you can be, especially role modeling for the next generation. Because the insight behind this ad was that it's not enough just to stand by and not objectify, not harass, not bully. Take action. Take a step up. The problem is that it got kind of hijacked in the social media world.
That's interesting.
And what happened then is a lot of negative messages came, which was a disproportionate number of messages from a few, very, very few sources. And then that got reported on.
I see.
The narrative became,
it was highly polarizing
and controversial, as opposed to what the actual sentiment was. There were multiple studies that came out 2 or 3 days later that said, this is actually a pretty positive ad.
But there's a moment in there where I'm sure many people would have said, you know, we better pull back, because
yeah,
before you found out, I mean, when there was all that media coverage, that,
yep,
you know, kind of false narrative media coverage,
yeah,
there was definitely a moment where I would think many people would say, maybe I've overstepped, I better pull back, but you doubled down. Now, why did you double down?
You know, we had some very, to your point, Kim, we had some nail-biting moments. When we understood where some of these things were coming from, and when we understood that this was very positive, we said, no, this is the right thing to do. This is the time. This is actually the time to double down, to make sure that we continue to go forward. Now, importantly, we also not just continued to go. We went out and talked about it and explained it and discussed it. But we also listened. We listened to every side as well, because it's important. It's
right,
important to listen to all sides, even if you didn't disagree. And that's what these things are built for, is create conversation. And it's very important that we're creating conversations with men, because last I checked, men are half the population. And when
with
it comes
a little
to
bit of power,
a little bit of power, and
yeah,
gender equality means gender equality, equal, mm-hmm, men, women. So having men step up, be role models, have conversations, that's powerful. So we said, that's the reason why we're going to stick with this, because this is the time that we need to be able to express that men have, you know, really a responsibility, and many want to and do step up to do the right thing. So that's why we kept going.
Well, and I understand that sort of the younger consumer was really positive on the ad, men and women. Did you see a difference in sort of attitudes across the board?
We did. We had just ran some research recently, which indicated that our ratings went up among men under 35 and women under 35.
That's very heartening.
So it was very heartening.
You have access to incredible data. I mean, you may be the biggest advertiser in the world. So you might be the right person to tell us the future. So what are you seeing, and what makes you concerned, and what makes you optimistic about gender equality?
Well, the thing that makes me concerned is that even after all the work that's been done, we still have so many gaps. Mm-hmm. And that still, to me, is one of the parts that concerns me, because what that indicates, and you just heard the 208 years, and the fact that there's so many layers to so many of these problems that you really have to penetrate, like the way Secret has done, which I'm incredibly proud of how they've gone after this. Yeah. On a multi-layered basis. That's the kind of thing that needs to get done. So that concerns me, but I would say I'm far more optimistic than anything. And one of the biggest things that I'm optimistic about is the fact that the generation, not just the young generation, it's not just the Gen X and the millennials. If you look across now all age groups, including boomers, more than half of people are expecting brands to take a stand.
Yeah.
They're expecting brands to express their views on gender equality. They're expecting people to take action. They're listening more. You know, many of us that were in the boomer generation, you know, I think we had this latent desire to make a big difference. We didn't have the tools that we have now. Now we have millennials and Gen Z as our children. They're influencing us to step up and take more action. I feel like we are on this cusp where we can really push it. Now, I'm also seeing more and more companies getting involved.
Yeah.
More and more brands, companies using their voices. And that's the thing that gives me optimism that we can make a difference here in the coming years. Now is the time to act, though.
I 100% agree. And we named our book Fast Forward. And the reason why today's program, which is the first time we've really focused on the role of the private sector,
yeah,
we felt it was important, because as we're looking to the 100th anniversary, as we're looking to 25 years, we're looking to 2020, we have to accelerate. And we do believe that people like you, organizations like yours, can help us accelerate. And I really want to thank you, because Sharon talks a little bit about the power of one and the role, the difference one person can make. And we talked about it earlier. Virtue Foundation says the same thing. And I have to say, Mark, and I really mean it sincerely, that I think what you've done in your position, and I've noticed so many other companies are now wanting to do what Mark Pritchard does. And that's a really good thing in the world. So more and more companies are thinking about their advertising spend in a different way. They're thinking about the stories they're telling. They're thinking it's competitive for them. If they want to win, that they better tell positive stories about women. And so we really sincerely thank you.
Well, it is a privilege to be with you. I think Seneca Women is an amazing organization doing amazing things. And if I can be useful to any one individual to make a difference, I will do that. But thank you.
Stay tuned for our takeaways after this break. That was a truly inspiring conversation with Mark Pritchard. To learn more about the Gillette campaign, go to thebestmencanbe.org and see how P&G and Gillette are driving the equality conversation around men and boys. My top takeaways? First, today companies have both the opportunity and the responsibility to bring about positive change in the world, and the public expects it. Second, when companies and individuals put purpose at the center of what they do, not just bolt it on, they can both be a force for good and a force for growth. Finally, there will be times when a company or an individual needs to take a stand, even when facing significant criticism and pushback. It is in those moments where you can find power in your purpose. You're listening to Seneca Women, Conversations on Power and Purpose, brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G. Listen to Seneca Women Conversations on Power and Purpose on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please support this podcast by telling your friends, subscribing, and rating us. For more information on Seneca Women, follow us on social media, visit our website, senecawomen.com, and check out the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Have a great day.